This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey guys, Bobby here. This is not a Bobby cast, but this is a collection of Middays with Morgan. Morgan, number one, used to be the executive producer of the show. Now she works for me over on the management side, which, you know, is basically everything that's not radio, TV, touring, books, etc. But she started this thing on Instagram called Middays with Morgan, where she just talks about stuff. And I said, hey, you're actually pretty funny. Keep doing them, and let me post them on our Bobbycast feed. I don't know, maybe you like these. If you do, let me know. You can follow her at Morgan Massengill, or you can go to my page and find her up there. But here is a collection of Middays with Morgan. Let me know if you like these. All right, here you go.
You know what time it is? It's Middays with Morgan time. Okay, we're going to talk about getting ghosted or ghosting somebody. We've all been there on one side of it or the other. So I'm going to play a clip, and then we're going to break it down. Let's go.
I'm just sad. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, I'm going to reread her message in case you didn't have time to. She wrote to this guy who I guess ghosted her. She said, hey, I'm going to interpret your silence as disinterest. I'm really disappointed and hurt, to be honest, especially since things started out really nicely with you. I don't know what's going on in your life, but it takes 2 minutes to send a text to let me know you're no longer interested or to communicate that you need some time. I'm a strong person. I can handle rejection, but this silence is just cowardly on your part. I did enjoy getting to know you, and best of luck. Eek. You know she typed that out in her notes app, y'all. You know she did. And I get it. I mean, being ghosted sucks. It definitely sucks. But I would advise if you've been ghosted to just not do that. Don't say anything. Like, they're telling you without telling you, even though it's not the right way of going about it. Take their silence for what it is. It really, really sucks. But you're typing up and spending your energy on a response that is not going to make that guy do the right thing. Like, he's already done the wrong thing, I guess is what I'm saying. But I just laugh at this because we've all been ghosted. I got ghosted recently, actually. And it's always the Christian boys, guys. It's always the Christian boys. They've always got a scripture in their bio, and then they go and ghost you. I don't know what it is. But this guy, we had talked for a little bit, and he kept on throwing out date ideas, which, cool. Like, let's go on a date. Let's do something. But I felt like any time it got close to the day that we had talked about doing something, he wouldn't follow through, or there'd be something come up or whatever, what have you. And this last time that we were supposed to do something, he texted me and was like, oh, hey, like, this came up, I can't. And I just responded, okay, thanks for letting me know. And then he never said anything back. Which, listen, I'm going to call out the Christian boys. John Luke, if you're just straight up going to ghost a girl, maybe take Galatians out of the Instagram bio. That's all I'm saying. Like, I have a friend who this happened to her recently too. And the guy has something about Jesus in his Instagram bio. Okay, I get that people are going to ghost. But if you're claiming to be a follower of the Lord, maybe step up and just tell you're not interested. That's all I'm saying. But at the end of the day, everyone has experienced one side or the other of ghosting. Okay. It's just an inevitable part of life, and it can be a discouraging part of dating. I'm 29 years old. And when people ask me, why are you single? Why are you single? Cause honestly, it's hard out here in these streets. Like, the pool of, I'm not going to sit here and say all men suck, because they don't. But the pool of what we have to work with these days, the good ones are few and far between. And even the ones who are talking about their love for Jesus are doing the same thing that any other person would do. Like, step it up, John Luke. So anyway, my advice would be, if you've been ghosted, do not type up some long narrative in your notes app to send him about how he should have done better, because some men just ain't, and that's okay. Like, I've heard this phrase before, rejection is God's protection. And that's so true. If it didn't work out, that was not your person. Don't send the long text. If he didn't have the decency to let you know he wasn't interested, what in the world makes you think he would be a good partner? And I've been on the side of things where I've not been really that into a person and have had to send that text that's like, hey, like, I appreciate getting to know you. It literally does take 2 minutes. And you don't have to say something specific. You don't have to be like, I didn't like the way your teeth look, and I just can't imagine looking at those teeth for the rest of my life. You don't have to say that. But you could say, I appreciate the time you've taken getting to know me, and vice versa. I really enjoy getting to know more about you. I just don't see a romantic connection sparking out of this. Or what, however you want to phrase it. Like, you could keep it sweet, keep it short, but let that person know, because it's just the right thing to do. And if not, take Galatians out of the Instagram bio. That's all I'm saying.
As a male, I could have 18, 30, 40, 50 women pregnant at the same time. As a female, you can only be pregnant by one man at a time. And further, it benefits you as a woman to stick to that man, because the more you get pregnant, the more your value declines. Stretch marks, losing the vaginal elasticity, and all of these meaningful things that attract men.
It really is a shame there's not some sort of human decency test people have to take in order to have a podcast. When I came across that, my blood pressure got so high. It's wild to have somebody's value chalked up to basically what they look like physically. And I hope no one ever reproduces with that man who would work in his girlfriend's jacket that day. Now, I'm not a mom, but I know a couple. And they're badasses, and they arguably pull more weight than the guy in the situation. So to hear that it's more beneficial for women to be in a committed relationship with a man is just kind of astounding to me, because most women I know, even in marriages, are so independent. They have their own income. They have their own hobbies. They bring so much to the table, emotionally and monetarily. So to hear a man gripe about some stretch marks, knowing good and dang well he's going to have a receding hairline in the next 5 minutes. Sir, what are you bringing to the table? If you're saying basically the only thing you bring to the table is the fact that you can have sex with a woman, that's not that hard for us to find, sir. Kid or no, ladies, I'm beginning to question if we even need them. You know what I did this weekend? Me and my sweet roommate, who I have such great conversations with on a daily basis. We genuinely enjoy each other's time and living together. We cleaned up our house. We cleaned out the garage. Neither one of us had to beg the other to help, because we were just happy to do so. And we had a peaceful weekend. Now, if I were married to that guy, he probably would have impregnated me by now, because it seems like he was trying to do that with a lot of women. And look at me as less than, because I'm raising his child and probably mothering him as well. And then also having to do all those house projects because he's too busy impregnating other people to help me.
Disclaimer, today's Middays with Morgan is rated M for mature. So if you're in a public place listening to this, or the kiddos are beside you, maybe just hit pause for a second and grab some earbuds. We're about to break down this clip. Let's go.
Carice is about to do a single labia pull, and this is going to be my reaction.
Is this your first time?
With a single labia pull? Yeah.
Yay! Okay.
This is my first one. I've been so excited to do it.
Here, so I'm going to turn. All right, ready? Yeah. 3, 2, period! Good job! She didn't even flinch! Good job, girl! Everything's... But she's taking her strip home. She's going to give it to her mans for V-Day. Happy V-Day, boo.
Okay, so maybe I'm just real vanilla, right? And that's actually hot or something. But in my mind, that is quite literally the worst gift I've ever seen in my life. First off, props to this girl for going in and getting her whole cuccini wax in one strip. That, I mean, if you've never had a wax, they do it in portions. so you don't die there on the table. So when she said she was looking forward to having it all done in one strip, that's when I knew she was a psychopath. I should have seen it coming. But I was shocked when we got to see it. I did not expect that they were going to show it to us and that she would take it home as a gift for her partner. Like, I really want to know what that interaction was like when she walked through the door and was like, babe, I got you a gift. I got you something. Come quick. And he walks in and she pulls out a piece of hard wax that's got all her Cuccini and Buccini hair up in it. Like, girl, I don't know. Maybe I'm just real vanilla and I shouldn't be hating on this chick. But, I mean, never again can she complain about her man getting his beard trimmings on the bathroom sink. Because it's a gift, honey. It's a gift. No. I'm too vanilla for this. This leads me to want to know, what was the worst gift you ever got from a significant other? This girl has set the bar extremely high.